Hello, everyone. We happen to be in a very unique day, not because it's Gimel Adar Aleph, but rather because of the news that we all woke up to this morning. It seems like on the one hand, Baruch Hashem, the IDF, together with the various security forces of the State of Israel, were able to free two hostages, not through a deal, but rather through the amazing efforts of all the security forces of the State of Israel. Literally, what we've been davening for so long, week after week, day after day, Shabbos after Shabbos, that those hostages be free. Today we got a glimmer of light by two of them, indeed being freed, and being freed at least physically in a healthy way. On the other hand, two soldiers were killed. And I'm sure you heard me many, many times say that we're constantly in a situation of Modeh Alasha Avar v'tzo'ek la'atid lavo. As my Rebbe Rav Lichtenstein invoked from the famous Mishnah in Brachot, we are constantly in a situation in which we thank God for what was and yet daven for what will be. The war is far from over. Security forces, army, whatnot are still fighting, and therefore we have to, of course, thank God for what was. And importantly, not less than the first, go ahead and daven for what will be. I'm sure you also heard from me the famous story that happened to Rav Lichtenstein, in which his daughter was right after birth and they had to do an emergency operation of some sort, and everyone in the waiting room, the entire family, said to Hillel. Then the doctor came out and said, the surgery is over and it's been successful. Everyone stopped saying to Hillel, but my Rebbe. So they thought he didn't hear well. He was a little older than most people. At that time, he was already going on in years. And they said, Abba, Saba, everything's okay. You can stop davening. And he looked at them and said, and when God grants you your wish, you don't thank him? So those two things I'm sure you heard from me in the past. And I'm just repeating them today because this is exactly a day like that. But I'd like to add something that I've never said before. We many times think of this as one hand and the other hand. We many times think of this as two different events that happen to congregate into the same day. I'd like to suggest they're not two different events. It's not that sometimes it's Ivdu et Hashem besimcha, serve God with happiness, and sometimes it's Ivdu et Hashem beyira, serve God with fear. But rather, perhaps the most germane pasuk that depicts the situation we're in right now today is a famous pasuk that's used in the Gemara right, left, and center, but obviously because of the context, it wasn't made into a song. Ivdu et Hashem be yira vegilu bir adda. Serve God with awe or fear and rejoice with trembling. Or to be more precise, tremble when you rejoice. That's, I believe, is where we are today. We're literally in a situation of war. We're literally in a situation that's dangerous. Many hostages have not been freed, not to mention many wounded in the hospital. I believe that today is exactly the day of Gilu Bir Adda. As the Gemara says in Mesechet Brachot, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, quoting this pasuk and saying, Bimkom Gila, Shamteherada, exactly when and where you rejoice, that's where you should tremble. So let's indeed rejoice for the freedom of these two wonderful Jews that were taken out of captivity by Jews, by the security forces of the Jewish people. And while we're rejoicing, let's shiver and shake and daven for what has not yet been achieved.